This is Mark Pierce, Dr. Disney on the Inside the Magic Forums, with this week's Inside Disney History. This week, we explore some of the musical theatrics of Disney's 1996 film, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. From some of the opening scenes in Hunchback, where Minister of Justice Frollo is about to throw a small deformed baby into a well after chasing and killing the baby's mother, you know this is not your average Disney film. The music, by Alan Menken, with lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, is likewise dark and frightening, with ominous Latin chants and heavy strings, timpani, and choral bass, but at times also inspirational and emotional. The contrasts of light and darkness bring to mind other contemporary Broadway classics such as Les Miserables, and small wonder, since both original stories are by the author Victor Hugo. At the heart of Victor Hugo's complex tale of Hunchback is a simple and compelling story, the story of an outsider, a frightening visage with a beautiful soul who wants to simply be accepted by the world around him. Let's look at some of the stylings that make Hunchback so compelling musically. Quasimodo, born with debilitating defects, has taken to hiding in the bell tower of the Notre Dame Cathedral, shutting away the world which ridicules him.
So many times out there, I've watched a happy pair of lovers walking in the night. They had a kind of glow around them. It almost looked like heaven's light. I knew I'd never know that warm and loving glow, though I might wish with all my might. No face as hideous as my face was ever meant for heaven's light.
Similarly, the Phantom in another Broadway classic, The Phantom of the Opera, is also born with defects, which cause him to seek the solace of the darkness.
Why, you ask, was I bound and chained in this cold and dismal place? Not for any mortal sin, but the weakness of my abhorrent face!
He must be found!
Counted out by everyone, met with hatred everywhere. No kind word from anyone, no compassion anywhere. Why?
Wrongly condemned by the world also is Jean Valjean in Les Miserables. Imprisoned for stealing a loaf of bread, he also hides behind a new name and new life, living quietly to himself.
Yet why did I allow that man touch my soul and teach me love? He treated me like any other. He gave me his trust. He called me brother. My life he claims for God above. Can such things be? For I had come to hate the world. This world that always hated me. Take an eye for an eye. Turn your heart into stone. This is all I have lived for. This is all I have known.
In Hunchback, Quasimodo's guardian is the wicked Frollo. As supervising animator Kathy Zielinski said, he is someone who believes he's doing right when what he is doing is evil. In Les Miserables, Javert, the police constable, is likewise afflicted, unable to see that his pursuit is evil, convinced he is doing the will of God and the law. A strong theme in Hunchback revolves around the greed and lust of the world, coupled with racism and class struggles. Listen to the beautiful God Helps the Outcast, as Esmeralda prays a simple, giving prayer contrasting with the chorus of the world. It is certainly one of the most spiritual and transcendent tunes to emerge from an animated feature. This theme also occurs in Les Miserables, where class envy and warfare reached the zenith of armed rebellion. The tragic figures in all three productions desperately want what is beyond their grasp. In Les Miserables, Jean Valjean wants a normal life, free of society's condemnation. In Phantom, the tragic figure of the Phantom wants Christine Daae to love him, his tortured soul approving of any means to get his desires. And perhaps even worse, Minister Frollo in Hunchback is willing to burn the entire city of Paris to the ground to pursue his lustful desire for the gypsy Esmeralda. Here, Mencken and Schwartz push the envelope in terms of subject matter.
Beata Maria, you know I am a righteous man. Of my virtue I am justly proud. Beata Maria, I'm so much purer than the common, vulgar, weak, licentious crowd. Then tell me, Maria, why I see her dancing there, why her smoldering eyes still scorch my soul. I feel her, I see her, the sun caught in her raven hair is blazing in me out of all control. Like fire, hellfire, this fire in my skin, this burning desire is turning me to sin.
In Hunchback, like the other two classic Broadway productions, the music serves more as a purpose to tell the story rather than just entertain. Nowhere is that more evident in the use of accompanied recitative, a technique of having the performers sing dialogue. Here is a great example from Les Miserables.
I have a letter, monsieur. It's addressed to your daughter, consent. It's from a boy at the barricade, sir, in the Rue de Villette.
Give me that letter here, my boy.
He said to give it to Cosette.
You have my word that my daughter will know what this letter contains. Tell the young man she will read it tomorrow and hears for your pains. Go careful now, stay out of sight. There's danger in the streets tonight.
Thank you.
dangerous, Cosette. You have entered my soul, and soon you will be gone. Can it be only a day since we met and the world was reborn? If I should fall in the battle to come, let this be my goodbye. Now that I know that you love me as well, it is harder to die. I pray that God will bring me home to be with you. Pray for your Marius, he prays for you.
Phantom takes Recitative to amazing heights, incorporating even arguments into the musical score. In The Hunchback, much of the story is driven through the use of recitative. The storytelling of Clopin in the prologue is an example. Also, the disturbing verbal abuse of Frollo to Quasimodo is also in this style.
The world is cruel. The world is wicked. It's I alone whom you can trust in this whole city. I am your only friend. I who keep you, teach you, feed you, dress you. I who look upon you without fear. How can I protect you, boy, unless you always stay in here, away in here? Remember what I've taught you, Quasimodo. You are deformed.
I am deformed.
And you are ugly.
And I am ugly.
And these are crimes for which the world shows little pity. You do not comprehend.
You are my one defender.
Out there they'll revile you as a monster.
I am a monster.
Out there they will hate and scorn and jeer.
Only a monster.
Why invite their calumny and consternation? Stay in here. Be faithful.
I'm
to
faithful.
Me. Grateful.
I'm grateful.
Do as I say. Obey. And stay in here.
The music of The Hunchback soars, carrying its listeners from the heights of heaven and the depths of hell. It is an amazing journey, and while the film may have struggled trying to treat such adult themes and still make it palatable for young viewers, I think it should have its place as a Disney classic. If you've never seen Hunchback, give it a view. You may be surprised by its depth and richness.
So here is a riddle to guess if you can sing the bells of Notre Dame. What makes a monster and what makes a man? Whatever their pitch, you can feel them bewitch you. The rich and the ritual bells of the
To see source information, or if you have any comments or questions about this Inside Disney History topic, join us on the Inside the Magic forums. This is Mark Pierce, Dr. Disney, and we'll see you next time.